everyone.
大家午安。
So good to see you. May God's peace be with you.
很高兴呢,今天可以跟大家在一起,求主的这个平安与我们同在。
I'd like us to continue to look at the story of the Israelites on their way towards the Promised Land.
那今天呢,我想和大家一起再看一下呢,以色列人在通往这个应许之地路上的这个故事。
And today we've come to a chapter where we see some people, they rose up to criticize Moses and challenging his authority.
那今天我们要读的这个章节呢,是说我们会看到呢,有一些人他们会站起来,他们会批评摩西,而挑战他的权柄。
And which is nothing new, but what made today's story so unique is the fact that these people who rose up against Moses, they weren't just average Israelites.
那所以呢,这个不是什么新鲜的事情嘛。但是呢,今天这一章它比较独特的地方是说,这些人反对摩西的人呢,不是我们所说的通常那些普通的以色列人。These
people were leaders of Israel. They were Moses' brother and sister.
那这些人其实也是说以色列民族里面的这个领袖,他们是摩西他自己的兄弟姐妹。Miriam
and Aaron.
那就是米利安和亚伦。
And the thing was, Moses did not do anything to offend them.
而且呢, 摩西他其实根本没有做任何冒犯他们的事情。
Have you had times when, in your life, when people are against you for no good reason?
所以在你们, 自己的生活里面, 有没有说碰到过有人就完全没有理由的他就去反对你了?
For some reason, they just don't like you.
就是有一些原因他们就不喜欢你。
Perhaps you work harder.
或者有人说你工作的比他们更努力。Perhaps
you're better at something, better than them.
或者在有些事情上你比他们干得更好,更擅长。And
you didn't do anything wrong, but they just did not like you.
你没有做错任何事情,但是他们就是不喜欢你。I
was talking to some of the young people at our church. They said that at places where they work, they actually encourage competition between co-workers.
那我也有跟我们的教会里面的年轻人有沟通啊，他们提到呢，其实在他们的公司里面是非常鼓励说在同事之间呢有竞争的。And
you could imagine that in places like that, people are prone to dislike you because you do a good job.
那大家可以想象到在这样的环境里面呢，如果你做的你的工作做得非常出色的话，那很有可能别人就不喜欢你。And
so today, that's the message we're going to look at. How did Moses deal with other people's dislike of him?
所以今天我们就在这个经文里面看一下，说摩西是怎么样去应付这种说别人不喜欢他这样的局面的。
So let's look at today's passage, Numbers chapter here, 12 verses 1 to 5 and 9 to 13.
那今天我们看的经文呢是 民数记的12章1到5节，还有9到13节。
Let's try to read the English in verses 1 to 5 and then Chinese in 9 to 13.
那我们呢用 英文来读这个1到5节，然后用中文来读这个9到13节。
Let's read together verse 1.
我们一起来读哈。
Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married. For he had married a Cushite woman. And they said, Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than all people who were on the face of the earth. And suddenly the Lord said to Moses and to Aaron and Miriam, Come out, you three, to the tent of meeting. And the three of them came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the entrance of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forward.
那好,我们用中文一起来读9到13节,我们一起来哈。 耶和华就向他们二人发怒而去，云彩从会幕上挪开了。不料米利亚长了大麻风，有血那样白。亚伦一看米利亚长了大麻风，就对摩西说：“我主啊，求你不要因为我们愚昧犯罪，便将这罪加在我们身上。” 求你不要使他像那初母福肉已半烂的死胎。于是摩西哀求耶和华说，神啊，求你医治他。
And God bless the reading of his word.
所以求主呢，就是啊，保守我们啊，在研读他的话语。
Let's look at the outline for today's message. Number one, the weakness of Miriam.
那是今天我们这个概要啊，就是第一点就是米利亚的这个软弱。
Number two, the strength of Moses.
第二点是摩西的力量。
Number three, the meekness of Christ.
第三点是基督的谦和。
Let's look at number one, the weakness of Miriam.
我们看看第一点哦，米利亚的软弱。
You say, wait, Pastor, you left out Aaron.
那你说，哎，牧师等等啊，你忘了亚伦啊。
The Bible says it's Miriam and Aaron.
那因为经上所说的是说，明明是说米利亚和亚伦两个。
Why just singled out Miriam?
那为什么我们今天单独挑米利亚出来来讲呢？
Well, there are three reasons in today's text.That suggests it's really about Miriam. Miriam was the one who solely is responsible for this uprising.
当然是呢，其实有三个原因哦，就是说今天的经文呢有表明说，米利亚其实真正是唯一对这场这个反抗起义要负责的人。
The first reason, her name came first. I guess in English that doesn't mean much, but in Hebrew it means something important. Her name came first.
那第一点是说他的名字是放在第一位，他先提到他名字的。那可能在英文里面大家觉得这个应该没有什么关系，其实在希伯来文里面这是就是有含义的。
And then the second reason is when the use the word spoke, Miriam and Aaron spoke, the word spoke commentary tell us it's in feminine singular verb.
这个原文里面这个说这个词呢，就是解经学家有跟我们讲说，在原文里面其实是一个专门是为女性所用的这个女性的单数的动词。
So we know it's Miriam.
所以我们知道呢，其实当时是米利亚在主导这个事情。
And the last reason, only Miriam was punished by God.
那最后一个原因呢，只有米利亚她受到了上帝的惩罚。
And from all these reasons, we realize that Miriam was the instigator against Moses. Her leadership, she was the one who led.Aaron influenced Aaron to go along with her.
所以呢，从这里我们就知道说，米利亚其实当时他是说这个反对摩西领导的这个事情的真正的这个煽动者，而且他也说服影响了说服了亚伦跟他一起来做这个事情。
So who is Miriam? Let's be reminded of this person, Miriam.
那谁是米利亚呢？我们一起来回顾一下米利亚是谁。
Miriam played a significant role in the history of the nation of Israel.
那其实米利亚在以色列民族这个历史上，他其实扮演过很重要的角色。
Let's start with Exodus chapter 2. Remember when Moses was still a baby, his parents had to let him go because Pharaoh's army were coming to kill baby boys.
那我们回顾一下这个出埃及记的第二章啊，那当时摩西还是个婴儿，几个月大婴儿，但他的父母就没有办法要放弃他，因为当时法老的军队要来杀死所有的男婴。
And so Moses being placed in a basket in Nile River was later found by Pharaoh's daughter.
就是摩西他就被放在一个篮子里面，放到了这个尼罗河上面，后来被法老的女儿发现了。
It was Miriam, the older sister, right, who was so brave, followed Moses all the way there. And when she was so wise, when Pharaoh's daughter found Moses, she said to her, "Would you like me?" To find you a Hebrew maid to nurse this baby for you.
那当时大家记得还是米利亚这位姐姐大姐姐非常勇敢，她一直跟着摩西的篮子一直走到那里。当这个法老女儿发现了摩西的时候，她非常的明智有智慧，她对法老女儿说：“你想不想我给你找一个希伯来的女仆来喂养这个婴儿？”
And you know the story, it was.Her mother, Moses' mother. So it everything worked out perfectly.
所以大家记得这个故事哦，最后就找到了，其实就是摩西的妈妈母亲来喂养摩西。
Miriam was so courageous, responsible, capable. She is a big sister.
所以米利亚她其实是非常勇敢、负责、很能干的一个大姐姐。
Just curious, any big sisters here in this room?
所以很好奇哦，我们这里有没有大姐姐啊？家里的姐姐。
Yeah, you know what I mean, right? Strong and capable.
所以你知道我意思啊，就是 非常的坚强，非常的能干。
Responsible and hardworking。
那非常的这个勤劳，也非常的这个负责任。
That's Miriam. And then let's look at Exodus chapter 15, when God delivered the Israelites through the Red Sea.
那这就是米利暗了。大家再看一下这个出埃及记十五章，当神呢带以色列人穿过红海的时候。
Miriam was the one who led the women in praising God.
那米利暗当时他是带领着妇女在赞美这个上帝那一位啊。
Miriam was like a worship leader, praise and worship leader. She inspires other people to praise the Lord with her gift of music.
那米利暗其实就是一位这个专门负责这个带领赞美和敬拜这样一个领袖，他用他自己的这个音乐的天赋来激励其他人。
So in Exodus chapter 15, we see a person of singing, of praise.Words of praise came out of her lips.
所以在这个出埃及记十五章里面，我们看到的这样是一个很经常这样献诗赞美上帝的他赞美的词从他们嘴里就是很自然出来的这样一个人。
But in Numbers chapter 12, we see a person who spoke words of strife and bitterness.
但是今天我们在这个民数记的十二章里面，我们看到的却是一个。满嘴充满了冲说的都是充满冲突还有苦读话的这样一个人。
You want to ask what happened? What was going on in Miriam's mind? What was she thinking?
所以你就会不得不问说怎么回事？当时这个米利暗到底他心里在想什么的？他到底为什么会这样做
？Let's look at what she said.
那我们看一看呢，他说了什么
？Verses 1 and 2, Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman who he had married.For he had married a Cushite woman. And they said, Has the Lord indeed spoke only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?
所以他说了什么？他说，摩西娶了古实女子为妻，米利暗和亚伦因他所娶的古实女子就诽谤他，说，难道耶和华单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？
So, they were unhappy about two things.
所以呢，他们对两件事情不满意。
One, Moses' choice of wife.
第一个就是摩西他选了哪一位女子当妻子。
They said, "How can Moses marry a Cushite? Can you believe that? What was Moses thinking?"
他们说摩西怎么能够娶一个古实女人为妻子呢？他到底在想什么呢
？Are there enough Jewish ladies for him to choose from?
所以这里难道没有足够的犹太的女子来供他做选择吗
？Now what's going on here? Now commentaries they can only speculate why Miriam was so upset.
那解经学家们其实也只能推测说为什么米利暗在这里为什么这样不高兴吧不满意
？Commentaries agreed on a few things.
但是至少解经学家呢他们会同意有几点事情。
That this was not a sin issue. It was not a moral issue.
他们都同意说，其实这里并不是说是一个有罪或者道德上的问题。
In fact, Moses' wife was not the crux of the issue. It was just a smoke screen.
所以其实呢，事实上呢，摩西的妻子并不是问题的症结所在，那只是一个烟雾。
In other words, Miriam and Aaron they did not like Moses.They have something against Moses, and they were just using Moses' choice of a wife to bring that up to let other people get angry about Moses.
那实际上其实呢，就是米利暗和亚伦呢，他们其实不喜欢，不对这个摩西不满意。那他们只是说把他的妻子拿出来说事，想让呢别人也对开始对摩西也不满意。
Now we see this a lot in our world today, right? For example, politics.
所以在我们今天我们在世界上看到很多类似的事情，特别是在政治上看到很多类似的事情。
Instead of admitting the fact that you don't like this individual.
那呢，他们不会说我不喜欢这个人，他们不会这样讲。
Instead of admitting you don't like this person, you attack this person's wife.
那他们就攻击他们的妻子。
You attack this person's family.
或者攻击他们的家庭。
You attack this person's hair.
或者呢攻击他们的发型。
Okay, number two. Okay, let's look at verse 2. Okay, verse 2 gave us a clue. What's the crux of the issue?
所以呢，我们看一下这个第二节，第二节给了我们一些线索，就是这个症结所在。
Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us as well?
难道耶和华单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？
They said, hey, Moses is not the only prophet here, you know. We are all prophets as well.
他们说了，摩西并不是唯一的先知，我们也是先知。
Hey, he's not the boss around here. Who says he gets to be in charge and in control around here?
所以呢，他在这里并不是老板，谁说他可以在这里呢，可以负责一切，做当老大的。
What's going on in the heart of Miriam?
所以当时这个米利暗心里到底在想什么？
Miriam has the spirit of envy and jealousy.
其实当时米利亚心里她有的是这个嫉妒和嫉妒。
She was jealous of the position and the authority that Moses had.
她其实很嫉妒摩西的地位还有他的权威。
She was jealous of the fact that compared to Moses, she was not as useful to God.
而且他看到一个事实，就是和摩西相比，其实上帝使用摩西比对他使用多，所以他对这个也非常的嫉妒。
Let's talk about the sin of jealousy.
那我们呢谈一谈这个嫉妒这个罪哦。
Jealousy, the definition of jealousy is an unhappy, an angry feeling of wanting to have what someone else has.
那这个嫉妒的它定义是说，它是一种不快乐的，还有愤怒的感觉，想要拥有别人拥有的东西。
Yes, look at this slide. Ah,、oh, that's why she's angry. That's why she's unhappy.
所以大家看到这个啊，就知道说为什么那个小女孩很愤怒，很不高兴啊。
Now the Bible has a lot to say about the sin of jealousy.
那是。圣经里面有很多关于这个嫉妒罪的这个很多的这个故事啊。
Whenever the sin of jealousy is mentioned in the Bible, it's always linked to envy and covetousness.
所以呢，每当我们提到这个嫉妒这个罪的时候，它总是与嫉妒、贪婪还有冲突是联系在一起的。
All the characteristics of the flesh, all the sins that God abhors.
反正这一切都是我们这个肉体的这样一个特征啊，那都是上帝所憎恶的罪。
And jealousy is such a powerful emotion that when we don't deal with it, what happens is it overcomes us.
那而且呢，嫉妒它是一种非常强烈的这个情感啊，如果我们不去处理它的话呢，不去管理它的话呢，它就会污染我们的这个灵魂。
Let's look at a few verses on from the Bible, what the Bible says about jealousy.
那我们看一下呢几段这个圣经里面的经文是讲这个嫉妒这个罪的。
Proverbs 14:30, a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body, but jealousy is like cancer in the bones.
箴言14:30，心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
Can you feel that cancer in the bones? Wow.
大家可以感觉到那个骨头里面的那个顽疾啊，大家可以感觉到。
First Corinthians 3:3, you are jealous of one another and quarrel with each other. Doesn't that prove you are controlled by your sinful nature? Aren't you living like people of this world?
哥林多前书3:3，你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
When we are jealous of others, it's like we are so dominated, controlled by our sin, our sinful nature.
所以当我们真的嫉妒别人的时候，我们是完全就被这种嫉妒的这种罪呢，去所支配着，所控制着。
James 3:14-16, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and evil of every kind.
雅各书3:16，在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
See, very strong words against the sin of jealousy.
所以这些就是我们在 圣经里面描述这个极度的罪的时候，用词措辞是非常强烈的。
Now I want us to think about the stories in the Bible where relationships were broken. Hatred was so strong that it leads an individual to kill, take the life of the other, all because the sin of jealousy.
那我想大家去回想一下圣经里面提到的故事哦，就是故事里面提到，因为这个嫉妒，这个关系就破裂了，而且呢，仇恨也非常强烈，导致这些人呢，他会真的是去夺取了别人的生命。大家回想一下这些故事哦。
I'm going to give you three stories, three examples.
今天我就给大家提一下三个故事，三个例子。
First story, Genesis chapter 4, the story of Cain and Abel.
这第一个故事哦，就是创世纪第四节，就是该隐和亚伯的故事。
Remember that story?
大家还记得这个故事吧？
Cain, the older brother, did not like the fact that God favored Abel's offering more than his.
该隐哥哥啊，他当时很不喜欢，不满一件事情，就是上帝更加喜欢亚伯的奉献。
And that anger, that jealousy led him to kill his brother Abel.
所以那个嫉妒，当时那个仇恨，导致他呢去杀死了这个亚伯他的弟弟。
Second story, Genesis chapter 37, the story of Joseph and his brothers.
那创世纪的37章就是这个约瑟和他的哥哥们的故事。
Joseph's brothers did not like the fact that God spoke through their little brother Joseph, so they plotted to kill him.
所以呢，这个约瑟的哥哥们当时很不满意，就是上帝通过他们的弟弟约瑟来说话，所以他们呢当时就密谋要杀害他。
Third story, 1 Samuel chapter 18, the story of King Saul and David.
那第三个故事就是撒母记上的18章，那就是扫罗王和大卫的故事。
Hey, you know the story, King Saul, he was doing just fine until people started singing, Saul killed thousands, but David tens of thousands.
所以呢，扫罗王呢一开始都蛮好的哦，但是直到他听到人们开始说扫罗杀死了千千，大卫杀死万万。
From that moment on, Saul, King Saul, spent the rest of his life trying to kill David.
那从那一刻起，扫罗王就毕竟他的余生啊，尝试要这个除掉大卫。
See, do you see how jealousy will consume us? It will overtake us, and it will make our bones rot.
所以大家看到这个嫉妒会怎么样？会吞噬你，会其实呢，它会完全就控制你，让你的骨头也腐烂。
Something to observe about the sin of jealousy is it's not very obvious.
那有一件事情我们要可能要学的，就是说从这些故事里面看到，有时候这个嫉妒不是很明显的。
The Bible says Cain was angry and he was depressed because that's obvious.
那当圣经里面说了这个该隐他当时非常的生气，很沮丧，那这是显而易见的。
But Cain would never admit the fact that he was jealous of his brother.
但是呢，该隐可能永远都不会承认说他当时是对他的弟弟非常的嫉妒。
In the same way, I don't think any one of us would openly admit that we are jealous people.
所以呢，同样的，我想说我们没有任何一个人会很公开的承认说我们每一个人其实都非常的嫉妒。
Yeah, sometimes we struggle with anger. Sometimes we say we struggle with we're being stressed out. But we would never say I struggle with jealousy.
那经常我不会承认说有时候我很容易这个发怒，有时候我也真的是就是压力很大，但是呢，从来没有人会承认说我很嫉妒别人。
Let's think about this. Have you had times when you found it hard to watch other people succeed?
我们真的停顿的在脑海里想一想，说我们有没有碰到过情况，就是看到别人很成功的时候，觉得其实不太容易看着别人成功。
Have you had times when you find it hard to celebrate with other people when they're doing so well and you're not?
那有没有碰到有这样的时刻，说当别人真的是很成功，做得非常棒的时候，你很难从心里面来跟他为他高兴，跟他一起庆祝。
How come she asked, She's asked to be on the praise and worship team.
那为什么她会被邀请参加这个敬拜团队呢？
She can't even sing in tune.
她有时候唱歌都还会跑调的。
What? He got accepted into that school?
她说什么？她被那个学校录取了。
He's not even that smart.
她好像不是特别聪明。
Oh, you see that beautiful dress that she's wearing?
哦，你看到她穿了一件这么漂亮的礼服啊。
Must cost her a fortune.
那一定她花了很多钱买了一套礼服。
What? She has a boyfriend?
什么？她有个男朋友？
She's not even that pretty.
她好像不是很漂亮啊。
See on the Facebook. What?They're vacationing again?
有时候我们看到在这个脸书 Facebook 上说、啊、他们又去度假了。
Didn't they just go last year?
他们去年才去度过假。
Man, they should go on missions more.
他们应该去参加更多的这个宣教的这个服事。
No, we're not jealous. No, never. We're not jealous.
所以想想我们经常说我们不妒忌别人，我们不妒忌了。
See, when we cannot genuinely be happy and rejoicing and celebrating other people's success, we need to be very careful that the seed of jealousy is growing in us.
那所以呢，真的是当我们不能很真正从心底里面去为别人的成功而高兴的时候呢，我们要小心了，我们心中可能在滋生一些嫉妒的种子了。
Why do we get jealous?What is the source of jealousy in our lives?
那为什么我们会嫉妒呢？这个嫉妒的根源是什么呢？
Let me suggest from today's passage, it has to do with our relationship with God.
那其实我们今天看一下今天的经文呢，其实呢，这与我们和上帝的关系是有关的。
For example, the story of Cain and Abel. God blessed Abel, but Cain was not happy about it.
那比如说这个该隐和亚伯的故事哦，上帝他祝福了亚伯，但是该隐那对此就很不满意了。
The story of Joseph and his brothers, God blessed Joseph, but his brothers weren't happy about it.
那约瑟和他的哥哥们的故事哦，那上帝祝福了这个约瑟，他们的哥哥们就很不高兴了。
The story of David and King Saul, God blessed David, but King Saul.Was not happy about it.
那这个大卫和扫罗王这个故事，上帝祝福了大卫，那扫罗王也很不高兴。
All these unhappiness, who were they unhappy about, really?
那其实他们到底是对谁不满意呢？
They were unhappy with God.
他们对上帝很不满意。
See, it's the attitude of the unwillingness to submit to God's sovereignty.
这其实是一种不愿意去服从上帝主权的这样一种态度。
It's an attitude of self-centeredness. It's an attitude of rebellion against God.
那这是一种呢，就是以自我为中心，而且呢，反叛的这样一种态度。
And it boils down to the attitude of pride.
那其实这一切都最后归咎于骄傲。
Such was the case of Miriam. She did not like the fact that Moses had more authority than her.
那其实米利安当时就是这样子啊，他很不满意，不喜欢呢摩西有更多的权柄。
But question, where did Moses' authority come from?
但问题是说呢，摩西的权柄是从哪里来的？
Came from God.
是上帝给他的权柄。
And Miriam was not happy with the position that God had given her.
那其实米利安他其实是不满意的，是说上帝把他放在那个位置上。
Let's be reminded, Moses, Miriam here, she was a worship, praise and worship leader.
那米利安当时他是负责这个带领敬拜的这样一个领袖啊。
A praise and worship leader, her job, his job was to point people to God.
那作为这个带领这个敬拜的话，其实他的工作应该是把人们让他们指向上帝。
But right here, she was not pointing people to God. She was focusing on herself.
但在这里他并没有把大家的注意力集中到这个上帝那里，他呢专注于他自己。
And we all supposed to be worship leaders as well. And we all supposed to point people to God as well.
当然 谈到我们每一个人不应该都是一个这个敬拜的这样一个领袖，是吧？把人呢，让他们只专注于上帝。
But it's really hard to point people to God when our focus is on ourselves.
但是呢，当你把这个注意力都专注在自己身上的时候，那就很难说让别人的注意力啊指向这个上帝。
Where did our jealousy come from? Jealousy stems from pride and self-centeredness.
所以我们的这个嫉妒来自于哪里呢？其实来自于我们心中的骄傲，还有我们的以自我为中心。
So what is the remedy for pride and jealousy?
那真的是有没有办法呢？可以去医治我们这个骄傲和这个嫉妒呢？
Let's look at our second point, the strength of Moses.
我们就看一下我们的第二点，就是摩西的力量。
Think of Moses at this point. Moses had been under attack by people. He was criticized, publicly attacked.
那想想在这一时刻，摩西他遭遇了什么？他当时受到这个他自己的这个人民的这个攻击，而且呢也受到了公开的这个批评。
At a time when he needed support, right, his siblings turned against him.
那这时候他其实最需要他的这个他身边的人支持他的时候，他自己的兄弟姐妹啊来反对他了。
We could imagine.Sense his disappointment. We can sense the hurt of his betrayal.
其实我们可以真的是可以感觉到他心中所经历的那些感觉到的这个背叛，还有这个失望。
So the question I want to ask us is, what did Moses do at this moment to strike back? What actions did he take against Miriam and Aaron to get back to them?
那我想问大家一个问题哦，就大家想一想。摩西当时他采取了什么样的行动来这个反击这个米利暗和亚伦呢？
What is the answer?
答案是什么？
From today the passage we read, the answer was nothing.
所以从我们今天所读的这个经文，我们看到回答案是说摩西什么都没做。
See, if this was an action movie and Moses was the main character, we would have been so disappointed. There's no action.Moses seems so passive in today's story.
那如果说这是一部这个动作片的话，而且这个摩西如果是主角的话，那我们今天看这部电影肯定会觉得非常失望，因为摩西他什么都没有做，没有采取任何行动，什么都没做。
And that is the point of today's passage, is that is the strength of Moses.
当然，这个就是我们今天这个信息的这个重点了，这个其实就是摩西他的力量。
Because he could have done so many things to retaliate. He could have done so many things against Aaron and Miriam, but he didn't do anything.
就问题说，他其实可以做很多事情来反击这个米利暗和亚伦，对吧？他其实有这个权柄，但是他什么都没做。
And the Bible called that, let's look at verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than all people who were on the face of the earth.
那我们看一下呢，圣经称他这个行为是什么样的呢？经文里面讲哦，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
It talks about the meekness of Moses.
这里讲到是摩西他的谦和。
Sometimes when we think of the word meekness, we think of something soft and cute.
也有时候我们提到这个谦和这个词的时候，我们会想到那一些软软的、柔软的、很可爱的东西。
When I was studying this passage, I googled the word meekness, and this came up, meek as a lamb.
所以当我在学习这段经文的时候，我在 Google 上搜索了一下谦和这个词，结果呢就出了这样一幅图画，就像是绵羊那么谦和。
My youngest daughter saw this picture and she goes, oh.
那我这个小女儿看到这张图片的时候，她当时就觉得哇、哦，真的很可爱、啊。
In a job interview, if you said the characteristic that describes me the most is meekness, you probably would not get the job.
所以如果说大家去找工作面试的时候，如果你说这个我最能形容我的这个特点呢，就是谦和。如果你这样讲的话，估计你不会得到那份工作。
What do they want to hear? They want to hear words like confident.
对，他们喜欢听到你说什么呢？他们听到想说的是说自信
driven go getter，
有动力，就是按这个以目标这个为动力的人。
那 meekness，
但他们不喜欢听到说谦和。
In our culture, in our society, we associate meekness as weakness. Isn't that true？
所以呢，难道不是这样子吗？就是在我们的文化和社会里面呢，我们把谦和看作了软弱。
But today, God wants to impress on our hearts that meekness is not weakness. The definition of meekness is this: strength under control.
但今天呢，上帝想把这个印象放在我们心中，谦和不是软弱。谦和的定义其实是说你可以克制的力量。
That's Moses. He could have done so much here. He could have done a lot of things because he had the authority against Miriam, but no, he did not.
那这就是摩西，其实他本来可以做很多的事情来这个回击米利暗，来这个指责他，但是他没有这样做。
Now I want to point out that while Moses did not do anything in the world's perspective, he was doing something.Heavenly perspective.
但是我想讲的是说，其实摩西当时虽然是在属世的角度，他什么都没有做，但是在属灵的角度，他却是做了事情的。
While he seemed passive from the world's perspective, in God's perspective, he was actively relying on God.
那当从属世的角度看哦，这个摩西当时是非常被动的。但是呢，从上帝的角度看，他却是很积极的，这个依靠着上帝。
What he was doing was he was allowing God to step in and take care of the situation.
其实他所做的事，当时说他允许了上帝来介入，来处理这件事情。
Did God step in?
那上帝当时有没有介入呢
？God came to his rescue. God spoke up for him.
那上帝当然有，当时来了就拯救他了，而且呢还为他做了辩护。
Moses could have done something with his own strength, with his own power, but no, he allowed God to show up.
那其实摩西当时是可以完全依照他依靠到自己的力量，他自己的这个权柄去做一些事情，但是他没有，他是依靠了上帝。
Let me ask this question: Where did Moses his strength come from?
我想问一下大家个问题，就是摩西的力量是从来自于哪里的？
Came from God.
当然是来自于上帝。
And that's why I entitled today's message Not self-confidence, but God-confidence.
就为什么今天我把今天的信息呢，这个题目是定做说不是自信，而是在上帝里面对上帝的信心。
Hey, let's face it, all of us want confidence. We want to be people of confidenceLet's get this right. Let's not be people of self-confidence, people who rely on ourselves, but let's be people of God's confidence, people who rely on God's strength. Amen?
那我们都想变得有自信哦，就变成了一个很有信心的人。但是呢，其实我们要搞清楚一点是说，我们不是说要成为在自己对自己的力量有信心的人，而是说要成为一个在主里面对天父对神有信心的人。
I really believe that when we become people of God's confidence, when we rely on God's strength and power, that's when we're able to do the things that God has called us to do.
那我相信的是当我们在神里面依靠着神有信心的话，而且呢依靠着这个上帝的这个他无限的智慧还有他全知的时候呢，那我们就有些能力去做了一些圣经里面要做我们的事情了。
Think about it, when we're wronged for no reason, when we're falsely accused, every fiber in us, we want to seek revenge, we want to pay back.
那当我们想想，当我们有时候被冤枉的时候，或者被错误的指控的时候，其实我们身上的每一根纤维啊，都想去寻求这个报复，寻求这个报复。
But let's look at Romans chapter 12, verses 19 to 21.
那我们呢现在就看一下罗马书的十二章十九节到二十一节。
Listen carefully. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听从听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说：伸冤在我，我必报应。所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Have you noticed that's exactly what Moses did here?
那大家有没有发现呢？其实这就恰恰就是摩西他做的事情。
Have you noticed that in the midst of all these false accusations, the first word that came out of Moses' lips was this?
大家有没有注意到呢？就是说，在所有这些对他的不实的指责里面呢，其实他说的第一句话是这个。
Moses said these words. Moses cried out to God, "Oh God, please heal her, please."
那摩西说的第一句话，当时是说，摩西哀求耶和华说，神啊，求你医治他。
Not only did Moses not retaliate, he overcame evil with good. He prayed for his accusers.
那摩西不但他没有报复，反而是用这个良善战胜了这个罪恶。他为米利暗和这个亚伦祷告。
Do you see how Moses really was a man of meekness, a man who has strength under control?
所以大家看到了，这摩西他是一个很谦和的人，而且呢，他拥有力量，但是他可以克制他的力量。
Allow me to speak especially to those of us here in this room who have been wronged, betrayed, falsely accused, misunderstood.
所以呢，如果我们当中真的是有人呢，是真的是被冤枉过、被背叛过或被误解过的时候呢，请就允许我特别为你们说这个话。
From today's passage, there are three things I believe God wants us to hold on to.
所以呢，从今天的经文里面呢，我们的上帝呢，他给了我们三件事情，想我们记住的。
Three things that will keep us going in the midst of misunderstanding. Three things to not give in, give up, and throw in the towel.
那这三件事情是让我们真的是在被误解啊，被这个错误的指责的时候，我们不会轻易放弃，也不会那么轻易的言败的。
The first thing God wants us to remember in situations like that is number one, remember our identity in God.
Yeah, 所以在这种情况下呢，这个第一件事情，上帝想我们记住的就是说我们在神里面的这个身份。
Twice, verses 7 and 8, God said to Miriam and Aaron, Moses was his servant.
所以呢，有两次啊，上帝对着米利亚和亚伦说，摩西是他的仆人。
He says, you mess with him, you mess with me.
这是我的仆人，所以呢，你去惹到的话，等于就在惹我了。
So in the midst of our misunderstanding, when we're falsely accused, we need to be reminded who we are, our identity in God.
所以真的是，当我们真的处在一种被误解啊、被错误的指责的时候，我们要紧紧的记住说，我们在神里面，我们是谁，我们的身份是什么。
The second thing we need to be reminded in situations like that is.Our intimate relationship with God.
那在第二件，在我们这种被误解的情况下，我们要记住的是说，我们与神的这个亲密关系。
Look at verse 6 and 8. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. But this is not true for my servant Moses. When with him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles.He sees the form of the Lord.
耶和华说：“你们且听我的话，你们中间又有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样，我与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，且他必见我的形象。”
I really like it when God Himself said, "I speak with my servant Moses face to face." Wow.
所以我特别喜欢了当上帝说，他说他和他的仆人是摩西是面对面的说话的。
That's where they get the term FaceTime.
大家就知道就这个 iPhone 上面 FaceTime 啊这个词啊在哪里来的，是从这里来的。
Have you noticed that you only FaceTime with people that you really like?
那大家有没有意识到说，其实你只跟那些你真正喜欢的人呢，跟他们才 FaceTime 啊
？When you have an intimate relationship with someone, what happens is face to face. That intimate relationship it gives you a lot of strength.
所以当真的是你和一个人有亲密的关系的时候，你经常和他就面对面的这样沟通交谈，而这种真的关系呢，其实呢，它给了你非常多的力量。
I believe in times of trial.Misunderstanding, false accusation, if we are reminded of our intimate relationship with God, that relationship will give us strength to endure.
So, 我相信呢，真的，当我们身处这个历境的时候，很艰难的时候啊，只要我们真的是不断的这个相信主啊，与他建立亲密的关系，那我们就可以从中获得力量，可以克服这些困难，往前走。
The third thing that I believe God wants us to be reminded in situations like this is the omniscience of God.
那第三件事情就是说，我想我们在这种困难的情况下要记住一个事情，就是说上帝的全知。
Verse 7, this is not true, God says. This is not true of my servant Moses, for he is faithful in all my house.
那第七节上帝说，我的仆人摩西不是这样。他是在我全家尽忠的。
In a way, he is saying, "You don't know my servant Moses, but I know him. I know he is a faithful man."
那换句话，其实呢，当时神是他的意思的样子，你不知道我的，不了解我的仆人摩西，但是我知道他，我知道他是非常忠诚的一个仆人。
I've seen all that he has done. I know his efforts. I know.
我看到他做的所有的一切的事情。我知道他尝试做的所有的努力。
In the midst of misunderstanding, when we're falsely accused and misunderstood, isn't it encouraging to know that God knows the truth?
那当我们正是处在是一种说被别人误解、被别人错误的指责这样的处境里面的时候呢，那如果说我们想到其实神他知道一切，他看到一切，那这真的是可以鼓励我们的。
Remember, in the time of adversity, hold on to three things.Our identity in God.
所以呢，真的，大家请大家记住，当我们处在这种被误解啊这种逆境的时候呢，要紧紧的抓住说我们在神里面的身份。
Tap into our intimacy with God.
然后呢，真的是说去紧紧抓住我们和主的这个亲密的关系。
And remember, God knows all things, and He knows our heart, and that's how we keep ourselves going.
还知道说，上帝，我们的上帝是全知全能的，他知道我们的心。这就是我们怎么样去可以吸取力量继续往前走。
Lastly, today's story points us to our Lord Jesus Christ. Number three, the meekness of Jesus.
那最后第三点，我们今天的这个信息的第三点是指向了我们的主耶稣的谦和。
So today we see how Moses was very meek.
那今天我们看到摩西他当时是非常的谦和。
But in Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30, Jesus himself was very meek.
那但是呢，在马太福音的11章23节呢，我们看到耶稣基督他本人也是非常的谦和的。
Look at these passages. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle. And another translation says,For I am meek and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. This is Jesus speaking.
我们看一下，我们的耶稣基督在马太福音里面是怎么讲的？凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的责，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Today's story, we see how Moses, while he was Under attack, he did not say a word to defend himself. He was silent.
那今天我们看到了摩西，当他被攻击的时候，他没有说一句话来为自己辩解，他选择了沉默。
Same thing with Jesus in Isaiah 53.
在以赛亚书里面，其实耶稣也是这样子的。
Listen, he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth.He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
以赛亚书53:7，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪羊毛剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
Today, from today's story, we see Moses, even though he was innocent, he was falsely accused, he did not strike back. Instead of retaliating, he allowed God to be his judge.
那在今天这个经文里面，我们看到摩西尽管他当时是无辜的，他是被诬告的，但是呢没有反击，他更加没有报复，他是让上帝来裁决这个事情。
Same with Jesus, 1 Peter 2. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threat. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly.
彼得前书2:21-23，你们蒙召原是为此，因耶稣也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
From today's story, we see Moses, instead of seeking revenge, he prayed for his accuser.He prayed that God would have mercy on them.
那其实我们看到摩西哦，他不是要去这个报复，而是呢，他为那些人去祷告，求上帝呢给他们怜悯。
In the same way, we see Jesus while he was hanging on the cross, nailed to the cross, he prayed for his enemies.
同样，我们看到耶稣基督他被钉在十字架的时候，他还在为他的敌人祷告。
Luke 23, Jesus said, "Father." Forgive them, for they know not what they do.
路加福音23:33，耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
Jesus was a man of meekness.
耶稣他是一位非常谦和的人。
And in a moment, we're going to observe the communion. It's a time for us to be reminded of Jesus' meekness.
那等一会儿我们要这个领用圣餐的时候，让我们记住耶稣他是非常谦和的。
And because of his meekness, because of his submission to the Father, God's salvation came through him to us, and we have eternal life.
正是因为他的这个谦和，他对父神的顺服，上帝的救恩通过他降在了我们身上，我们就有永生。
And so today we want to ask God to help us as well.To put our confidence not in ourselves, but put our confidence in Him.
所以今天我们想真的是求上帝帮助我们，让我们呢把我们的信心不是放在我们自己里面，而是要放在神里面。
So that we can have the wisdom and the power to live the life of humility, the God-glorifying life that He wants us to live.
那这样呢，我们就可以说依靠着神的智慧和能力，让我们可以按着。神的对我们的呼召，能够活出谦卑和荣耀的基督徒生命。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, our Lord and our Savior.
亲爱的天父，我们的父和我们的救主。
You are our ultimate model of meekness.
你是我们真的是唯一的谦和的榜样。
We thank you for being so humble and so submissive to the Father's will.
我们感谢你，让我们看到你是多么的谦卑，和对上帝有多么的顺服。
Help us to be able to pray the prayer that you prayed in the garden.
真的帮助我们，让我们可以真的说出你在花园里面你的祷告。
Father, not my will, but yours be done.
天父，不是按着我的旨意，而是按着你的旨意行。
Yes, that's our prayer. May your will be done in our lives.
那真的是我们也祷告求你的旨意能够在我们的生命里面行。
So that you may be glorified in and through your church.
所以真的是我们可以在你的教会里面来彰显你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.